This video is about the language of symbolism, metaphor, and the potential for human experience in the Oracle cards. So, each time I do a video about the cards, as you notice, I'm giving you a little bit more to think about. Now, this video, I want to talk about the symbolism and metaphors in an Oracle deck that stimulate a part of your mind when you go out into the world. Because if you notice, the oracles themselves live with you throughout the day. They don't just show up right now like a fortune cookie and like you throw it away in the garbage like, oh, you will one day be famous. Ha ha. So what we want to do is recognize that there is a specific symbolism and metaphor system that is woven through the art of the deck, for example. Sometimes it's the, for example, we use those flags in the Woto deck, and the flags are not on every card, but they're strategically placed in the cards that they should be on. And the flags are a celebration of the circus of life, and it's talking about, if you look at those flags, that they are a kind of like a harbinger. It's like da-da-da-da, right? It's that kind of a sense that one should be blowing a horn. Then you're going to have the egg. Right, you notice there's lots of eggs in my decks, and actually in a lot of my decks. And we use the egg to represent something that is being born because you are in a state of becoming. So every once in a while, you're going to go, egg. Ooh. And what happens is the part of your mind, again, the symbolism and metaphor is the language of the soul and the unconscious, and they are interrelated, right? That's the part of you that basically knows so much and you don't know how you know things, right? There's this giant, vast amount of information. Some people call it the Akashic Records. Carl Jung called it the collective unconscious. We're just gonna call it, you know, the territory of the soul with all the info in it, okay? Just for the sake of the oracles. So, what happens now? Well, you've got the symbol and the metaphor. You're going to notice, I'll just pick a... So, no place like home, for example. Why did we pick these colors? So, we picked these colors, and also the fact that it's like a little birdhouse here, is that a human being has to put the birdhouse on the thing, right? So spirit put this birdhouse. So we are spirit, we live within spirit. So this kind of represents dawn and dusk, that everything goes around and around. And so you look at this and you feel like, oh, look. And then there's the picture of the picture of the face, and every single one of the decks has a picture of the face, right? So you start to get to know the symbolism and the metaphors. Building blocks is obviously self-reliant, right? We know that there's lots of blocks. I'll just choose another one at random. Higher power, you can barely see it, right? We notice how we did the art, or Jenna did the art, I just directed the art, is amazing. And then there's this little key in the third eye. Notice that teeny weeny little light coming out of the third eye, because that is about your intuition, that your higher power and your intuition are related, right? So you start to notice the symbolism. Now, a picture speaks 1,000 words. And then sometimes the picture speaks maybe 1 or 2 words. But that's the theory that, and again, I want to use it practical for you. When you look at the cards, don't get hung up on the exactitude of things. Allow yourself to be loose with the cards and allow the symbolism and the metaphors in the cards to go deeper into you than if you were just looking at it. Really good card to look at. I'm going to find it now. Oh yeah, here and now, that the key to your future is now. See the egg? And the little flags there, like we're celebrating the fact that you got to go enter the egg and to become born again, right? That's what that is. And you see the past sign in the future. Right now is how everything coalesces to make what you want come true. It doesn't happen down the road. It happens right now. And here's another card. This is fun. I could go through the whole deck, but some other time we don't have... Oh, the Imagine card actually is the one I picked for this. Oh, there's more eggs. Peace. So now I'm thinking egg. You notice how I think egg and all of a sudden every card I pick has an egg. Oh yeah, here's a card that's really good to look at. So, oh, and then truth be told. Okay, so see this. So here we look at not for you, right? Now, I want to break this down as an example so you guys can really take a look at this card and think about it, because people tend to go erp when they get this card. So why not use this card to describe what you need to learn and how you can apply this, right? Because you're going to get this card at some point. So the chessboard represents strategy, and it represents a game, the game of life, right? Now the fortune cookie, which I always say an oracle card is not a fortune cookie, is how we end up going black and white, like the checkers on the board, right? Black and white, black and white, black and white. And this going, oh, the fortune cookie just told me something. Because we have a tendency of looking at, is it or not? Yes or no? And so that's why, that's really about the human experience of wanting to control events by playing a game to win. And then all of a sudden, fate drops a thing and says, not for you this time. But it doesn't say never, does it? In the moment, the snapshot is not for you. Or you have to wonder like, okay, is this in alignment, for example, with my highest good and my intention to co-create my reality? So the reason I brought this card up is just it's so rich. Now there is a frame, a picture frame on the wall, if you notice, right? You notice there's a picture frame. And we want to frame. We want to frame our world in yes or no's, right? And so this says spirit is inside the picture. This picture speaks a thousand words. It reminds us to surrender our will in our life, our strategy, and everything that we think we want over to spirit, because spirit knows best. So that's what all the metaphors mean in this card. And I called it not for you. I actually called the cards their names along the way as Jenna and I talked about creating the art, and that was a co-creation. Does that make sense to you guys? I know you can't answer me back because you are there and I am here and we are in a different time frame of the world, I'm sure, because I did this in the now and you are somewhere in the future. Okay, now let's look at another one, truth be told. Isn't this cool? There is an owl. Now an owl, you notice I have a lot of owls, right? Notice those owls everywhere, birds? Okay, the owl represents wisdom. It also can see in the dark, so it is a totem of intuition because it can see in the dark. And in this case, the owl has a frame, right, with hearts, all these hearts, because spirit loves us. When the truth happens, it is a sign of that the universe loves us, right? And we see through things, right? So you see the card, you see right through this owl. You open up the doors and out you go into the sky. And the owl is on top of a mask. And the mask talks about the masks that we wear when we are in denial, or the things that we create for ourselves that we make our truth, right? These are like man-made constructed truths, and there's a lot of them. And that's part of the crud I was talking about earlier, but we gotta get off, right? It's like our conditioning. See, so you can sort of see how beautiful they are. Now, you don't need to be actually told this. Your unconscious or your soul already knows what all these things mean. Why? Why is that? Because symbol and metaphor are iconic of current culture and previous cultures. When you see the Apple store, you know that particular Apple, like Apple computers, you totally know right away what it means, right? And when you see NBC, you know that, oh, I know what that means, the kind of programming it has, whatever. Or you'll see Louis Vuitton, right? Those things, then you're like, oh, that's fancy schmancy, right? Certain things are iconic, they mean something. So when that's our man-made constructions of iconography, which is about symbolism and metaphor. This has a very specific version of it. Now let me tell you what happens when you use your cards and when you work with them and what happens throughout the day. And you're gonna notice this the entire time you're in the class, is this. As soon as you become open to these synchronistic events that happen when the symbolism and metaphor line up with your insides, right? Because that's what happens. That's what goes on. It's a synchronicity event. And then kaboom, all of a sudden it's like, ooh, everything becomes alive. You walk out the door, you notice, oh, why is that red bird? Why is there three red birds? Why are there three ravens? Oh my gosh, Oracle and somebody's license plate. And actually people in the insiders group, if you notice on Facebook, if you've been in there, people are actually saying that when they were deciding to join the class, that one woman was like, oh, I don't know about this. And the next thing you know, she goes out in her car and it says Oracle. Yeah, so this kind of thing happened because the cards happened, right? The cards are like, okay, I've opened the door now with my cards. Now you become, it's like a light goes on. It's like there's a light and there's like a pointing, and there's something, invisible pointer on you. You know, like when you see those Though some of the games, like you play, and there's like a little pointer on the person that's your person that you play on video games. There you are, ta 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 ta. So imagine that the little pointer, like that's the finger of God, right? Pointing at you going like, ooh, let's watch that one. Oh, look, 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 look. Oh, almost, almost. No, 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 don't go there. Okay, we're gonna go over here. And so other signs through nature, and which we may not know yet, which actually is gonna be happening in the certification group, but you don't need to know about that now, is how to actually discern all of the symbolism that we see in nature. Because as soon as you walk out that door after you've pulled your cards, kaboomba, that's my favorite word. There you go. You become one giant oracle. You step into something called oracular consciousness, which is in my book, Messages from Spirit, you guys. I'm not gonna go into a big long thing about it, but it means that you are awake to being your own oracle. Just because the cards have become your personal instrument or navigational system or communication system. Once you own these cards, the world becomes a whole other place for you to live in. So keep in mind, when you work with your cards in the morning, for example, go out about your day and start paying attention. Just loosely pay attention to what shows up for you. Don't have any expectations, just notice. This is the art of noticing, and that is how your intuition gets sharp. It's like going to the intuition gym, literally by just walking outside your door. See ya.